Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind.
Good evening and welcome to the E-Lounge, everyone. I'm one of your co-hosts for this evening, Annette Gomez, and of course, my lovely co-hosts, Kelly, Titania, and Shankara. The gang's all here, so say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Hello, everyone.
Awesome. Well, this month is so exciting because we've been talking about manifesting what you want in life, love, and all that in between. Our special guest this evening is Gail Keys Allen. I call her a triple threat, perhaps a quadruple threat, because Gail is an accountant, a life and money mindset coach, serial entrepreneur. She's also the host of Midlife Moneymaker Podcast, a podcast for passionate women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and beyond who want to transform their relationship with their money and their life. Her coaching is centered around helping women discover their limiting beliefs and take them on a journey to transform their money mindset from scarcity to abundance. It's all about the law of attraction. Gail, welcome to the lounge.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, Gail, I love your mantra, create the life you've always desired. You follow that up with fire that liar in your head. So let's talk about that mantra and the law of attraction and what that really means.
Well, when I say fire the liar in your head, we have so many limiting beliefs that we've been basically brainwashed by society to believe. And now it just comes out like it's absolutely true. And the way that I like to view the law of attraction is, instead of following that automatic programming, we get to decide what we want for our life instead of going along with what society says we should have. So I view it as you ask for what you want, and if you ask for what you want, you can have what you want, and you focus on what you want. But also, a lot of times we focus on what we don't want, and we bring that into our lives too. So that's where the fire, the liar comes in. It's kind of like letting go of those thoughts that we really don't want to have that are keeping us stuck.
Absolutely. So we're talking about getting rid of that negativity. And I know Kelly had a question about that attraction and the power of it.
Yeah. Hi, Gail. This is Kelly. Listen, you know, I have been interested in the law of attraction ever since, I think it was 2002. A pastor visited our church, and he was talking about the law of attraction. And I'm like, what is this? And apparently there are several laws, but that one in particular caught my attention. And I've always wanted to know, how do you increase your attraction power? I know, you know, some books talk about the vortex and, you know, strengthening your vortex in order to increase your attraction power. What are your thoughts on that? How do you increase attraction power?
I look at it in a very practical way, and this is how I coach my clients. And because I'm an accountant, I like processes. And so to increase that power, you have to be intentional about your thoughts. So first you look at your thoughts, then you look at your feelings, and your feelings lead to your actions, which lead to your results. And so I practice with my clients something called the model, where I'll say to my client, like, what do you really desire? So say they desire, I don't know, a new car. So instead of sitting around saying, oh, I wonder where I'm going to get the money for the car, and I wonder how much it costs, and I don't know if I can afford this, you think, what car do I desire? And so the thought might be, I can have the car that I desire. I can have the car I want, or if it's a Lexus, or if it's a, I don't know, Volkswagen, whatever. Be very intentional about your thoughts around it. And then the thought that you're thinking, how does that feel in your body? So we can actually choose how we want to feel. So maybe every time you see, let's use Volkswagen Beetle. Every time you see one, like I did this with a Lexus that I wanted. Every time I would see one, I'd say, there goes my car. That's my car. oh, there's a black one. I want that car in black. And so you just think about it, and then you feel the excitement in your body, and then what actions are you going to take? So then you start listing your actions. Okay, I'm going to see about getting a loan, or I'm going to go to this dealership, and you're just very intentional. So in my situation, and we have to be open to where it comes from. So in my situation, I was married at the time, and my ex-husband ended up giving me the car for my birthday. I had no idea. So that's why I always tell my clients, don't worry about the how. Just worry, not even worry, but just think about your desire. So the way you increase the power is to be very intentional about what you are asking for. So you wouldn't just say, I want a new car and leave it at that. No. You want this year, you want this color, you want this car, and you're going to make it happen. And I say that the minute we decide and we get serious about our decision, the energy starts flowing in the universe to make it a reality. So hopefully that made sense.
I love that. The universe then, you're connecting with the energy of the universe when you're intentional about your thoughts. And Shankara talks about being intentional a lot about your thoughts. And I like the fact that you're an accountant. I'm an accountant as well.
Okay.
Well, at least I'm considered the numbers lady. But, you know, there's something about that, how we're wired, that we're interested in systems like that. So it's probably why I was so interested in the law of attraction. So you talked about being intentional about your thoughts, being serious about your deciding what you want, connecting a feeling in your body with your desire, list your actions, and be open to where it comes from. Those are excellent, excellent tips. So we talked a little bit about how you connect with the energy in the universe and so on and so forth, but how does faith, Gail, how does faith, I guess, where does that come in as it relates to the law of attraction?
Well, again, I have a specific way of thinking about faith, and it's an acronym that I created. And it's fully anticipate it to happen. And so, again, be very intentional with your faith. Because I know growing up in the church, and my grandmother lived to be a ripe old age, 105, and she used to say, where is your faith? And it just seems so out there, like, how do I touch faith? What does it mean? So that's why I gave it an acronym, fully anticipate it to happen. So when you ask, you expect it to happen. And this morning I was thinking about some ways that the old folks or the church folks used to say things to us that were so in line with the law of attraction. And I remember my mother used to say, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you won't, you know, or be careful what you ask for because you just might get it, or you have not because you ask not. All of those things require faith. And so people of faith believe that there's a God. And so just like you believe there's a God, you have to believe that it's possible for you to have what you desire.
And I love that acronym. I'm into acronyms. Fully anticipate, F-A-I-T-H, faith. Fully anticipate it to happen. I love it. I wrote that down. I'm gonna have to print that out and
girl.
Put it on my wall.
Yes.
I love that. What do you think, Tanya?
Well, good morning, Gail. This is Tanya. Kelly, I agree. I'm right over here writing that down. I'm gonna put that on my computer, my laptop, on my mirrors in my bathroom when I do all my affirmations in the morning. I love that. Fully anticipate it to happen. Well, all right. So that's exciting. So I have a question for you. So You know, as I get up in the morning, I do affirmations. I'm going to add this to my affirmation list. And I do things just to kind of center myself in the morning before I get started. So what kind of habits would you recommend that we can incorporate on a daily basis to really aid in the manifestation that we desire?
Well, I like affirmations, but I also, before doing the affirmations, I like to do what's called a thought download. So it's basically journaling about whatever is on your mind, and then do that for maybe 5-10 minutes at the most, and then look through it and see what the theme is that's coming up and what thoughts you can pull out. So if, I don't know, say you're writing in the morning and you're thinking, I'm tired, I just want to go back to bed. So when I talked about the model and looking at your thoughts, there's intentional thoughts and there's unintentional thoughts. And so that would be considered an unintentional thought. So you write down that unintentional thought and really look at, so when I think I'm tired, I really want to go back to bed, how does it make me feel? Well, it might make you feel lethargic. So then you're starting out your day in a lethargic way. So what I do is, instead of leaning into that, I think about, okay, what can I do to feel more energy? So I might put on some fast music and dance around and increase my energy. So the first thing I always do is empty my mind. And you could do this in the morning or the evening, is empty my mind and really look at what is going on. And I say you take the thoughts and you put them on the table, or you put them in front of you and examine them, because that lets you know what is leading your life. The other thing I like to do with my clients is called mirror work. And so I have them look in the mirror, and it could be just a small handheld mirror, or it could be your bathroom mirror, like when you're brushing your teeth, and check in with yourself. And they laugh at me because I tell them, look in the mirror, and you can use your own words that fill you up, but I look at myself and look in your eyes and say, you know, good morning. Hey, girl, what you need today? How are you feeling? And really talk to yourself like you are your own best friend. And listen to what's coming up. And for a lot of women specifically, they might start crying. People have told me they have a hard time looking themselves in the eye, but it's a way to connect with yourself every day and what you need and what you feel and what you want. And so those are just two things that I would suggest that people start their day with, in addition to the affirmation. So the way you could use the affirmations is when you look in the mirror, you can say those affirmations to yourself too, because sometimes it could be very rote, like, you know, it's just something to say and we just, you know, repeat it, but we're not feeling it in our body. It's important that we connect it to our body and our feelings.
Gail, I'm over here writing off. I am not consistent at, let me say that. Like you just said something that kind of just sparked something in me. So when I write it down, I feel it. And sometimes I don't want to feel it. And so it holds me if I write it down. Like, this is a little therapy session for me. So you just hit it on the nose. It's holding me accountable. And sometimes when I write, I'm like, oh, shoot, I don't want to deal with it. But I think that's part of healing. That's part of really the
healing. You have to deal with it.
I love that you talked about faith, because, you know, all us and the ladies are all Christians. And abundance is our birthright, right? That is our birthright.
Yeah.
We deserve the abundance that God has for us. So I love that you infused faith into the manifestation. And so let me ask you this, and I'm just looking at this because I'm hearing them now, because, you know, when you talked about the mirror work, I always have my girls, I have two girls, and I always have them look at themselves in the mirror and say affirmations, because I believe that when you continuously pour into yourself, you're able to, you know, pour it out into the world and then be able to pour it into other people. And so mirror work has been something. I go in my daughter's bathroom and she has all these stickies on her mirror. She looks at herself and she says all these stickies at 23 years old. And so that's so powerful. So thank you again for just reiterating what I've done over the years, that it works. It really does work. So
it does.
I have another question. So, you know, how does your past shape you in terms of how you approach manifestation? Can you talk a little bit about, you know, when I say healing, there's been things that's happened in the past as women that we don't really want to deal with. And how can we, you know, how can we approach manifestation having to deal with everything that's happened to us in the past?
That's a really good question. I mean, I really think that you have to heal the past and look at it and look at how it's still playing a role in your present. So with my work, I was in therapy for a while, and I was doing therapy and getting coached, and they work very well together, because with therapy, they're going to help you look at the past and really dig those things up and address them. And with coaching, we're more looking at what we want to manifest and what we want for our future. Our past is everything, because people think if they couldn't do something in the past, they're not going to be able to do it now. But your past has nothing to do with what you can create in the future. So again, with your journaling, with your healing work, it's so important to pull out what from the past is getting you in your own way. And that's part of the fire the liar too, because the liar is more in your past, and it's saying, oh, like I hear people say, it's hard to make money, or I'm broke. You know, you're not broke. It's not hard to make money. You just believe it is because of maybe challenges you had in your past. But how can it be different? And heartbreak, we all have heartbreak. We all have illness. We all have money issues, all of those things. But the thing is to be intentional about deciding to change it, and that your past doesn't dictate your future. All of this work, and I've done all of this. I mean, I've had bankruptcy, I've had divorce, I've had illness, I've had all kinds of things. And I've healed it through therapy and thought work. And we can't be afraid to look at our past, because really, the past will heal you. And if you don't look at it, you're going to be carrying it around like a heavy backpack or a suitcase all the time. And it's going to be really hard for you to attract something new for your future unless you become willing to let it go.
Oh, Gail, that is, woo, I'm over here. That's awesome. You said a couple things that I want to reiterate to our listeners. So therapy, you know, we talked about that. It's okay to lay on somebody's couch, right? Therapy is necessary, especially when we have so much going on currently, and then also dealing with the past, work through that. So I have to say something, because, you know, growing up with my girls, you know, they used to always come and say, Mommy, you know, I want this or I want this, and we don't have no money, we broke. And so we weren't really broke. You know, just rewording it a little bit different. You know, that's not a priority right now, right? Because I don't believe that we are broke. Like you said, we live in abundance. And me and Shankar, we talk about this a lot. You know, sometimes when we say those words out loud, it resonates with us and we carry it. And so I don't use the word because I'm not broke. You know, whether you just don't have a priority right now, I don't want that to be something I speak out loud. And so that was powerful. Thank you so much for that. So I think it's a great time right now. We're going to take a quick little break. Thank you, Gail, for joining us in the E-Lounge. We'll be right back, and Shankar will lead us into the second session of our podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTV-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTV vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTV Travel Club.
Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. If you're just tuning in, we are joined here in the lounge this evening by Miss Gail Keys Allen. Gail, I've been sitting here and I've been holding my tongue. I've been writing furiously because you have said so many things. I often call them nuggets. The other co-hosts know I often term them as nuggets that I felt were just amazing and paramount to make sure that we take away from this discussion on trying to create that better you and manifesting that you that you want to be. And something that mm-hmm. I think really resonated with me as I read, I went on your website and I read your page. Of course, your page is Gail Allen, GailKeyAllen.com. Mm-hmm. And you talk a lot about that whole midlife thing, right? And for me, it just mm-hmm. kind of like jumped out at me on the page because I know me, myself, I consider myself to be, you know, when I got my AARP card, you know, 3 years ago, I had to, you know, reconcile the fact that I was, you know, middle-aged woman now. And so it really reconciled with me when I saw those words, right? And it gave me, I felt so, the word I want to use is I felt so relieved that someone else said, you know, just because you're in the middle of your life does not mean you can't start your own business. It does not mean that you can't really find who you are. It doesn't mean all these different things that a lot of times I think we often feel that when we get to a certain age, it's too late for this or it's too late for that, right? And so my question to you is, you know, I'm looking at this, I looked at your amazing website and you have this program. Now, I want you to talk about a little bit about the program you have. Your program is called $1 Million You, right? Tell our listeners what this coaching program is about, right? And what they can gain from this program, because it looks like it's amazing to me. And I want our listeners to kind of understand what it's about and what they can potentially gain from it.
Million Dollar You is about becoming the highest level version of yourself, the best version of yourself, the version that you desire to be. It's for the woman that's ready to ask for what she wants and take the action to receive it. It's for the woman that is ready to let go of those old beliefs and learn a new way of being. You know, we work on impossible goals. And for me, what I say is impossible means I'm possible. And it doesn't matter what your age, it doesn't matter what your race, it doesn't matter what you've been through in the past, you can create what you desire. And so the first thing I do is I have women practice taking their vision off of the board. So you know how we make vision boards and we hang them up and, you know, we hope, wish, and pray that they're going to happen. But I say, we can manifest what's on the board by being intentional. So I work with them on taking their vision off of the board and being intentional. And the first thing I ask is, what do you want? And most women have been so tapped into what other people want from them that they don't even know what they want. So we do the work of figuring out what it is you really want, allowing yourself to have desires, and then tapping into it. And I take it into, I've had a stylist come in, and it's a group coaching program. So I do teaching in the program, and you can be individually coached in the program. So it's a community of other women. They support each other. I've had a stylist come in. We're going to have a makeup artist come in. So we don't just do the inside work, but we do the inside and the outside work. And coming up, what I'm going to be working on is money. Like specifically for the next few months, we're going to be talking about money because so many people think that they can't have what they want because of money. And I'm here to say that is definitely not true. So that's just kind of like the tip of the iceberg of what we can accomplish in the program together.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, I encourage all of our listeners, if you haven't, I'm giving you a plug here, Gail, because I was really impressed. Like I said, when I checked out the website, if you are listening, please make sure you go check her out at GailKeysAllen.com. You know, Gail, you just said something. I wrote down another nugget. You just said impossible. You look at that as being I'm possible. I love that. Impossible, you look at as being I'm possible. And then you said take the vision off the board and be intentional. Mm-hmm. That is a powerful statement. Take the vision off the board and be intentional. Wow. You know, Gail, I have a question just out of curiosity for you. You know, I know you have a lot of clients that come to you and they are seeking help for different things. Just out of curiosity, what are some of the top three things, right, that your clients come to you and say, Gail, I need help with trying to do this from a manifestation standpoint, or Gail, I need help trying to do this from a manifestation standpoint? What are probably the top three things that people come to you and seek your assistance on from a manifestation standpoint?
Yeah, most people work a 9-to-5 business and they really want to find a way to work for themselves. Mm. And so the first thing is like, how can I start a business, or how can I, it really, people don't believe they really can do it. So they have the desire, but they don't know where to go from there. And then the other piece of it is they may have already started their business, but they're afraid to charge what they're worth. So that's a big thing, the whole worthiness. And then the other thing is most of my clients are like powerful in their work and they play small in their life. So they can go into the business meeting and show up in their role in that as that corporate executive. But then when it comes to showing up in a powerful role as themselves, they have problems with that. And that's why the program is called Million Dollar You. Because it's becoming the powerful version of yourself. So you can put yourself out there and know that you can step into your power and run that business or get that job or get that man or buy that house or do whatever it is you desire.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, you stepped on some toes, I'm sure, here in the lounge as well. Yeah, because I think though all of us here, you know, are all entrepreneurs at heart, we all have businesses. Even as an entrepreneur, and you said it yourself, you know, sometimes you still have those points, right, in your journey, right, where you sometimes, you know, doubt creeps in and your faith is not what it needs to be, which impairs your ability to manifest. And so I think you said it very well. You know, we have to learn how to see our worth, right? And to not let those things that distract us from pursuing what it is we want to pursue, you know, be able to take over and be able to lead, as opposed to be able to keep them, you know, out of the whole equation. So, and it's so funny because I know you talked about earlier about how, you know, sayings you heard your grandmother say when you were younger. And we had this discussion on a show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about how, you know, we've always been taught about manifestation. We just didn't know we were being taught about it. Like my grandmother used to always have a saying where she said, there is power and death, and there's power and death in the tongue, right? And I didn't know what that meant as a kid growing up, but you know, as we all are becoming more aware, right, and conscious of our of what manifestation means, they were really telling us that then, right? But we didn't know it. So awesome. Well, you know, Gail, before we leave, we want to make sure our guests have an opportunity to be able to reach out to you and to possibly, you know, become a member of the Million Dollar You coaching program. So can you take a moment and tell our guests exactly how they can reach you?
They can reach me at Gail Keyes Allen, and it's K-E-Y-E-S, GailKeysAllen.com. They can also go to my Instagram, which is the same thing, GailKeysAllen.com, or my Facebook. And I encourage people, I accept friend requests. Like, I do a lot of my business on my personal page. So I share stories and inspiration and all kind of things on my Facebook page, and that's also under GailKeysAllen.com. I mean, Gail Keyes Allen. So if they just Google me, they'll find all the different ways. They'll find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all of that.
Wow. Well, thank you. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Gail, our sister. You know, you're doing amazing work. And what I love about you is that you're not just talking about the work. You've done the work yourself, right? And I think that is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, right? When you are trying to coach someone else, that you're coaching from a place of, I've been there and I've done that. So, you know, I know what I'm talking about, and I can help you. So I think that is absolutely amazing. You know, guys, if you're listening, please reach out to her. She's dropped her information, her contact information for you guys to reach out to her on. Of course, it's GailKeysAllen.com, spelled K-E-Y-E-S. So again, Gail, thank you for joining us this morning. We truly appreciate you. We wish you continued success in all your endeavors, and we will definitely have you back here in the lounge with us very soon, okay?
I appreciate the invitation.
Thank you. And so to all of our listeners out there here in the E-Lounge, we thank you for joining us for another amazing session on Manifestation May. We hope that you guys are blessed, be well, and stay safe until the next time. Good night.
Take your sheets of gravity, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to